Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit. My name is Reverend Shreese Thorne, and I am the founder of the Temple of Knowing Spirit and the co-founder of the New Dawn Ascension School of Enlightenment, which is a correspondence program to assist spirit beings in realizing their true potential, fulfilling their soul purpose, and also to become energy workers or healers or counselors if they so choose. Today's session is going to be about awakening to the higher dimensions that are around us, utilizing some of the skills that come with being spirit beings, as opposed to thinking that we are just human. Part of the reason that I founded the school with my mother, Angela Thorne, is to help people realize that those gifts, those skills and abilities that we see these masters on the earth plane have in terms of, you know, psychic abilities or being able to heal and being able to do all these supernatural things, those gifts are not exclusive. Those talents, those abilities are actually part of our nature. So in terms of becoming all that you are, in terms of realizing your true potential, or in terms of awakening to your soul's life purpose, realizing these gifts and abilities, or these talents and skills, I like that word better, these talents and skills is of vital importance, because if you don't become aware of all that you can do, if you don't become aware of how you can create your life, how you can live in peace and joy and harmony and abundance, how you can manifest wealth, infinite wealth, how you can see into other people's auras, how you can see into the past and the future, how you can see deep into the chakra system, how you can even see into other star systems, we're all connected, how you can see into the higher dimensions that, you know, in the past only the gurus have been able to attain. These are things that we can do now. The earth consciousness is at a place where we can start to access those abilities. In the past, we were still awakening, and it was we really needed just to take care of our physical bodies and to learn how to live on this planet. But now it's time for us to become cosmic consciousness, what some people have called God consciousness in the past. I like to use the word cosmic consciousness because it really pulls together all that we are. Sometimes the word God is used or abused, let's put it that way. So in using the word cosmic, what I'm trying to do is let everybody know that we are all interrelated. We are all sourcing from each other. There is no separation. So when one is healed, thousands are healed. So when we're coming from this place of interconnected and interbeing with each other and this divine, quote-unquote, womb that we're in, this universe, when we come from that realization that there is no separation, those skills start to come forth. Because if you realize that there's nothing outside of you and your consciousness can expand to any level that it would like to, you start to be able to do that which you didn't think was possible before. So, for instance, if you think that there's only a 3D, you'll only be able to see a 3D. If you push those limits, those boundaries, and you think, well, perhaps there's higher dimensions that the masses aren't seeing, then you will start to open up to the higher dimensions. Now, in my book, Knowing Spirit Through Healing Your Soul, one of my editors said to me, because I talked about the nine dimensions in here, she said, well, why are you talking about the nine dimensions? And she was a very spiritual woman, and she's done quite a few books, and a lot of them are spiritual books. And she didn't understand why I would even go into depth about the dimensions and the purpose of them. And I said to her that if we are not aware of these other dimensions, we're going to be stuck in this one. the purpose of having different dimensions is to be able to have different levels of awareness. We want different levels of awareness. We don't want to be stuck in one level. We want to be multidimensionally conscious. And as I was saying last week, the dysfunction that's going on now in our families and on the planet is a dimensional, dysfunctional perception. We don't think that there's other dimensions out there. So we've become dysfunctional. We've become so focused on this third D and then just this planet and our physical bodies and the material world that we have forgotten that there's other worlds out there. Being grounded in this one, being centered and grounded, taking care of your needs and your abilities, taking care of your soul right here is the first step. You have to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your physical body. You have to take care of your mind. You have to make sure you're attending to your soul's needs. You have to make sure that you're manifesting the resources that you need in order to live on this earth. And that abundance is also a skill. But by moving through that dimension of taking care of yourself into the other dimension of realizing that there's more to you than meets the eye, quote unquote, then you'll start to expand out further. And that self that you were taking care of before becomes much more than just the physical body. It becomes much more than just the mind. It becomes an all-encompassing entity. It becomes the universe itself. We can expand out and become one with the all that is. It is our divine right. In fact, I think it's the sole purpose to become one with the all that is and then be all that is, the divine mother, father, creator on this earth. By incarnating on this planet, you're giving permission for situations and circumstances to come into your life so that you can evolve and know who and what you are. By incarnating on this planet, this earth realm, you are saying to the universe, yes, I want to know myself, and I'm going to know it through the dualities and the contrast that are made very available in this 3D. So as I mentioned before, a visionary that I have worked with extensively in the past, Hal Minogue, he came up with this word contrast. I used to say duality a lot, but he suggested maybe using the word contrast because it seems less separate. It seems a little less painful. If we think just contrast, you need contrast in order to know yourself. So as I refer to these nine dimensions, these nine dimensions really are about the different layers and variations of contrast that we must go through in order to know that we are this divine spirit. And going back to that editor that I had worked with before who said, you know, why do I need to have these dimensions in this book? You know, what's the big deal? How is it really going to help the reader? By becoming aware of what you weren't aware of before, by reading about it, you start to see. So I'm taking my finger and I'm pointing it at the other dimensions that are around us because I can see them. I am not the higher dimensions. I'm just taking my finger and I'm pointing it to the higher dimensions in my book through my words. I have gifts, I have abilities, and I have skills which I share in my practice, which I share through the school, which I share during my meditations. But those skills and abilities are no different than anyone else who just takes the time to create them, takes the time to cultivate them. I took my time and I spent an enormous amount of energy cultivating these levels of awareness that I'm able to perceive from. But it's not better than another or greater than another. So a true teacher allows the student to know that we're all teachers. We're all teaching each other. We're all connected. We're all divine. We all deserve to know peace. We all deserve to know joy, and we all deserve to know harmony. So if you're listening to this right now and you're not experiencing those things on a daily basis, then there's something for you to learn about yourself. So let's go back to these nine dimensions. Level nine, as I write in my book, is the Divine Mother of God, or the Infinite Goddess, or Dimension of Pure Spirit. The word mother here is not used in terms of feminine or masculine. The word mother here is used in terms of birth. Spirit is not affected by anything. It is in a constant state of acceptance and love, regardless of what may happen in the lower realms. This nine level, this divine mother of God, is the level of consciousness that I believe the soul is here to become aware of. This is the creative principle. This is the creative aspect of ourselves. When we become aware of this level, which I also call the supercosmic realm, because it's the source of everything that is, or was, or has the potential to be, if we're functioning at this highest level, after we have experienced everything we can experience on this earth plane and the other dimensions, we become the creators of the universe. We're creating all the time, but when you're not aware of it, you're unconscious. And unconscious creating is what people call the cycle of sin, or the cycle of forgetfulness, or the cycle of poverty, or the cycle of ignorance. When you move up to this level, or you move out to this level, you start to become aware that you can sense what somebody's feeling and thinking. You become aware of imbalances within yourself and other people. Your chakras actually become your senses. So we have these senses. You know, we can hear and we can touch and we can smell and we can taste and we can, you know, see. And those are the physical senses. But within the body, there are chakras. And these chakras are energy centers, which, you know, we spend a lot of time on in the school, so I won't go into depth here. But these energy centers are used as senses. Think of these chakras, these, you know, 7 to 9 chakras that I talk about in my book. Think of these as your senses. Don't think of these as separate from you. Think of these as your senses. So instead of thinking of your ears and your eyes and your nose and your mouth, think of your chakras, and then you become multidimensional, because the chakras are your gateways to the dimensions. I say that there's 9 dimensions, there are 9 dimensions, and I also say that there's 9 chakras, and each chakra is related to the dimension. So by opening up that chakra and using it as a sense, as a system to sense what's around you, you start becoming aware of that dimension that's here. So let's go to the 8th dimension, the Divine Father of God, which I call the dimension of pure consciousness. That chakra, if you start using that chakra and you start accessing that chakra, and that would become your antenna, let's say, quote unquote, you start to become aware of that purity of consciousness that you were before you came here, that purity, that light. And that's where you have the abilities to resurrect yourself. That rebirthing is caused by you becoming this Father God that everybody talks about. It's an aspect of you. These are archetypes. This Father God is an aspect of you. It is the purest consciousness available. It's from which everything began to take form. This is what I think they meant when we are created from His image and likeness. To mean is that they're the consciousness. It's pure. Once you purify it, then you become that which separated itself in an illusionary form in order to know itself. Separation is an illusion. We are not separate from each other. There are dark beings and they are light beings, quote unquote, but they're not separate from us. They're no different than our brothers and sisters. So if you want to move away from the dark, love them, accept them for who and what they are, and just focus on the lighter aspects of yourself. And just remember, at the higher levels, or the less differentiated levels, we are all one. So stay away from lower energies, because they have to do what they have to do. Focus on your own energy. What level of consciousness would you like to deal with? And the level of consciousness that you choose to deal with is the level of consciousness you're going to attract to you. So if you want to move up into those chakras and dwell from the higher levels, you know, the 7th and the 8th and the 9th level of consciousness, then you're only going to attract those levels of beings, those type of beings to you. When I first started as a medium, you know, 10 years ago, I really was in a state of fear, because there's a lot of things you can see when you see into that astral realm. It's not pretty. You know, I saw people who had crossed over, and that was fine. But then there's more than just people who had crossed over there. There's other entities, other types of beings. And I did experience a lot of fear because I just didn't know how to protect myself against them. Things could move in and out of walls. Thought forms are everywhere. You know, nothing is solid. In reality, nothing is solid. So I really did go down into that shadow part of my soul and have to address the issue that I didn't feel safe. But once I did my work and I chose to evolve and I chose to dwell with the higher levels of consciousness, beings that aren't loving cannot bother me because they're not dwelling in my realm anymore. They cannot offend me, let's put it that way. The lower energies cannot affect you unless you're dwelling with lower energies. And then just think of them as teachers. They're teaching you a lesson. What do you want? Do you want peace or do you want chaos? And with every choice, you become more aware. So yesterday was Venus was opposing, let me see if I get this right, Venus was opposing Saturn. That is a time where there's a little bit of tension because there's an opposition, right? But what does opposing mean? It just means something is not in full agreement. There's a choice to be made. So yesterday, there was a little arguing in the home, and I had to make a choice. Am I going to be diplomatic? Am I going to accept? Am I going to see the other person's point of view and be compassionate? Or am I going to be very difficult, put my feet down, and argue for the sake of arguing? It was a choice that I had to make. And when I make these choices, so I've made this choice that yesterday, and the opposing is still today as well, today and tomorrow, I think, March 15th, 16th, 17th. If I make the choice that I'm going to look at the other point, the person's point of view, I'm going to pay attention to what the other person is thinking and feeling. So I sense them with my chakras. That's what the chakras are for. You sense with your chakras. What are they thinking? So you would use your third or fourth chakra to sense that, perhaps. Everybody's different. So I sense what the person's thinking. I sense what they're feeling. So I would use my second chakra to sense what they're feeling. I would use my third eye to sense what's going on in their head. A lot of people are just in their head. I would use my heart chakra to feel out what emotion are they suppressing. And when you sense with these chakras and you become aware of what's going on in another person's field, there's a lot less ego involved. I stopped thinking about me, 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 me. And I started thinking about how can I bring more love, more light into this dimension. Because the 3D is very polarized. We want to bring a little bit more light, more love, and get that 3D to move into the 4D and the 5 and the 6 and the 7th, where we can live as enlightened beings, all of us. We all deserve to evolve. So that opposition yesterday gave me an opportunity to choose. So when we have difficult circumstances, we have an opportunity to choose. And when you choose, you become aware of something. So I became aware yesterday that people rarely ever say what they mean, and you have to read between the lines. I became aware that somebody else's needs sometimes are as more important than mine, as long as I'm loving myself and not abusing myself. I became aware that just because people aren't getting along doesn't mean that there's nothing to learn. That sometimes these arguments and these struggles and these difficulties and the trauma that we go through are gifts. They're learning opportunities. They're growth opportunities. So I became aware that everything is a growth opportunity. Even a small argument is a growth opportunity. And what did I learn? I learned that we are all one, and we are sourcing from each other. We're using each other as teachers to move out of unconsciousness. It's a divine plan to move into the light, move from ignorance to light, or move from ignorance to cosmic consciousness. So part of, you know, we're in the middle of a divine plan, so it's a little challenging. But if I became aware by expanding my consciousness out that this was a plan, that this was a journey, that we are all equal, we're all holy, we're all important, and we're all doing our best. And I moved out of thinking that all there was this planet, and all that I needed to do was take care of my own needs. And anybody can do this. You can use your chakras to sense the other person, or talk about a group. You can use your chakras to sense what's happening in the Middle East. How can you help the people in the Middle East overcome what's happening? Because it is now affecting us. You know, America is investing billions of dollars in this. It is worth your while to figure out how to use your energy field to shift the consciousness on the earth. And that's the other thing. We don't think we can change the consciousness. We don't think we affect other people, but the reality is if I can do a healing in Europe and the person is transformed, and if I could facilitate healing, I correct myself, and work with people in Europe or Spain or Egypt. We have people from all over. If I can work with those people, you know that there are no physical boundaries. So if there's no physical boundaries, then I can shift consciousness. I can help change the consciousness of the planet so that we can move out of war and into harmony. You know, the dualities give us an opportunity to know something. So war in the Middle East is going to give us an opportunity to know harmony, but we've got to move out of the polarity first. We have to move away from war and away from denial, because we were in denial before, and then the middle balance is harmony. You don't want to be unconscious, and you don't want to be in war, so the middle would be harmony. We want this point, this center point, this harmony, this balance that's in between. I call it the in-between, the space in-between. We want that. We want to get to the point where we are the creators and we are in control of our lives. And the teachings that we have received from All That Is through Angela Thorne talks about becoming conscious and creating your life through awareness, not through habit and not through conditioning. Infinite Wisdom Book 1 is part of the textbooks that we have for our program, and it really talks a lot about becoming more aware of yourself, your surroundings, and the situations and circumstances that are in your life. One of the messages, Thoughts Are Magnetic, is about not understanding the laws of the universe. We really focus on the laws of the universe quite a bit in the school and the program, because if you don't understand the laws, then it's like you don't understand the street signs. When it says red, you're not going to know how to stop. That's the same thing with astrology. It's just a roadmap, just symbols. So by understanding the laws of the universe, and not only just the law of attraction, I mean all the laws of the universe, by understanding all the laws of the universe, then you can start being a conscious being instead of being a victim. You know, consciousness is a collection of like thoughts. What type of consciousness do you want to source from? So if I have with me on the line, I'm not sure today, if I have with me on the line Angela Thorne, the author of Infinite Wisdom Book 1, we might want to talk a little bit about this, these channeled teachings from All That Is, and how do they really help us to move from that human consciousness into that cosmic God-Goddess consciousness. And how do we stay there? How do we maintain it? How do we expand upon it while still living on this Earth planet?
Thank you. This is Angela. Thank you for inviting me to speak. I'd like to say one thing, though, before maybe I answer that, and you may have to remind me of the question again. You make everything sound just so simple, so easy. But I would like to just mention to others that although it is not difficult, we have to realize that the levels of consciousness keep us in a state of non-remembrance. And I like what you said about the fact that, you know, we have to bring this awareness to others. That is the only way that we can help each other to get out of the states of consciousness, because those very states of consciousness where thoughts of humanity are embedded are the very states that are keeping everybody in a sense of not knowing the truth. I understand the states of consciousness as the collective thoughts of humanity, as you had mentioned. But where there is such an influx of energy, it's like being in quicksand. You just cannot get out of it, because there is not enough energy in the higher states of consciousness to pull others out. So I am really happy that you wrote about all the different states of consciousness and allowing others to understand this is just, you know, a different way of seeing and understanding, you know, the chakra system, etc., etc., and an opportunity to expand. But from my experience, coming out of those wells of consciousness really wasn't a very easy thing at the beginning. And unless we have those teachers or those mentors or awareness in some manner, which will be through the books and through your teachings, etc., humanity cannot just come out of those wells of consciousness to know a greater truth. So I think the basis of it is to encourage everybody to get in touch, you know, within, go within to get to the truth, and also to continue to ask, what more can I know about myself, so that they have an opportunity to expand their awareness to the highest truth that they are able to accept at any given time. So I think because you have come here with such great awareness, or at least it appears that way to me, that you have come here with an expanded state of awareness, that it looks as though it sounds as though it's an easy thing, you know, just expand your consciousness and help the people in Iraq, and it is not that easy for me. For me, I use words, and my words are an expression of my truth and what I believe or what I would want to bring into existence. So I would just like to mention that so that people don't become discouraged, because I know at the beginning I was becoming discouraged when you can see all these things, you can hear all these things, you can become aware of all these things, and here I am, I'm getting these messages, but I am not becoming aware of all of that. It can be a little bit discouraging to those who are maybe seeking to elevate themselves or elevate their states of consciousness when they cannot grasp those very things. But through teachings and through a greater understanding and a constant going within and getting to the truth, we would have a better opportunity of knowing which of the gifts we are really here to practice at any special, you know, now moment in time. Maybe for some others, my gift is more enhanced for hearing. That is the greatest gift I seem to have. And it is expanding, you know, much more readily now to sense different energies. But at the beginning, when you were off doing all of your stuff, I was wondering, am I really knowing the truth? You know, well, why can't I do such and such? Why can't I see such and such? So I'm mentioning this for any of those who may be listening. Just don't get discouraged. You know, she has come into Earth with all of these various gifts. And yes, all of these various gifts are our inherent right. But not all of these gifts may be our inherent right to use at this one particular time. Or maybe we have come with maybe one gift a little bit more developed than another. So you may be able to sense something rather than, you know, use all of the various gifts. But in time, they will all come about. But don't be discouraged. So I just want to share that with the audience. And I believe the question that you were asking was, how are we utilizing the teachings of that will share it with us? Is that the question?
Yeah, well, I was mentioning about the Infinite Wisdom Book 1. I know Infinite Love Book 2 is going to be out shortly, which just serves as the textbook for the program, the correspondence course that we offer. And the foundation of the teachings is really about how to become a more conscious creator, how to become one with the All That Is, because becoming one with the All That Is where you're going to experience this joy and this freedom and this peace. So it's really a how-to-evolve book. And I was mentioning before, in terms of the teachings, how can we use these teachings to really move beyond the limitations and the concepts and the boundaries that we have set up for ourselves? Why did you receive these teachings?
Well, I'm beginning to understand now that my grandest mission is to assist Earth in expanding or in clearing the consciousness that is dwelling on Earth. And so therefore, I'm assisting Earth in moving ahead, in evolving its own energies to go into a state of awareness or move into the realms of more purity and greater love. At first, I thought it was just to assist each other, which is just ourselves, actually. But now I'm understanding the greater vision. And again, similar to what you said, you know, it starts with us and then it moves on to a greater vision. If we cannot understand, we have nowhere to move towards gaining truth. If we are not presented with an awareness, we don't have any where to gauge our truth. It's just like being in school for kids. They start off with the ABCs, and then they move on to greater and greater things. And as they continue their schooling in the physical educational system, they get in touch with those who can share science facts with them, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same thing. If we as a humanity don't have those who are bringing the truth into the realms of consciousness on Earth, then humanity will not have an opportunity to really grasp or understand that there are greater truths than what they had been shown before. And not that the truths were not beneficial, because we have all shared in perpetuating, you know, all of the different truths. It's just that we have to allow ourselves to let go of some of the visions or the teachings and the mentoring that we have had in the past, and seek to know something that is a little bit different to move us into realms that we have not experienced before. Some of the teachings that I've had growing up and some of the things that we had been taught, I know when I was a child, now I'm telling everybody my age, but when I was a child, they thought that the earth was flat. Shortly, you know, thereafter, in my early years, it was discovered that no. And the teachings started, and the teachers had to now condition us to believe otherwise. And it's the very same thing I think we are doing with these teachings. You know, a lot of people quote the Bible and, you know, all of the different aspects of religious teachings without realizing that these are interpretations based on man's understanding at the time. We are channeling this information, and I strongly believe, based on some of the other truths that I am being exposed to at this time, that these are of a higher dimension. These are truths that are coming from different realms, and it's not just coming from within the conditioned mind, but within the higher states of consciousness that we are able to bring through. These are lessons that are going to help humanity if they will take the time to prepare themselves for it, if they will take the time to work at one of the lessons at a time and then to continue to move on. You know, all that is said, that if you can make one change a month or a week or a year after a period of time, you have changed so many different things about yourself. And I can attest to that. I remember years ago you mentioned to me that, why don't you keep a book? I think you had a vision of a book that I was writing in, and of all the things that I had changed about myself. But at that time, you know, I was so overwhelmed with a whole lot of other stuff that I thought it was frivolous to take time to make changes, you know, or to write about everything that I had healed within me, or within my frame of reference. But I started doing it a while ago, and I'm still amazed at all of the things that I have to keep changing all the time. And the aspect of the school that I like very much, and which I have started to do myself, is that in the reading of the lessons and in the answering the questions really bring us into awareness of what is within us. You know, a simple thing is like, what are your gifts? When I answer that first question that you had in one of the lessons, it's, I had to ponder. I thought, well, what are my gifts? What gifts do I really have? Because again, mind is thinking about, you know, gifts that we have heard others have that we wish that we had and that we felt that we didn't. So I kept comparing myself to some of the other gifts that seem to be so abundant in others that we, you know, that we hear about. Things like that really bring us into awareness, and those are the avenues for change, not in just reading a book. I know a lot of people have aha moments when they read something, and that happens as well, because I've read books. We have bought many books and maybe read two or three things, and that was enough. That is what the book presented. That was the gift of the book. But in actually doing the questions, sitting down and doing the questions, embracing the questions, embracing the truths, practicing the truths. Only when we give practice to the truths can we make changes. I remember how many books I've been through over the years writing out affirmations. So these are the ways that we have to change mind. We can't just read something once and expect that it will just change all of the different, you know, concepts and beliefs that we had stored in the mind. So that is the greatest gift. The fact that I strongly believe it has come from the highest realm that we can bring information through, or at least I have been exposed to at this time, and that the questions that you have been given for each of these lessons are questions that bring us into awareness and embed those truths that we are becoming aware of into our tissues and cells of the mind. So that's the long and short of it.
Thank you very much. I think, and the reason I asked this is because we need to know, part of our mind works on what we attain. Whenever you do something, you know, the mind body needs to know, what is it going to get out of this? Because if it's not going to get anything, then what's the point? So it's really important to find out from the beginning, what will any path bring you? Because there's 100 different paths. So you want to choose the path that's going to bring you the greatest peace. So if there's people who really want to start becoming more aware of the higher realms and the dimensions that are around them, if there's people who want to become more aware of what they're thinking and what they're feeling and become more aware of what's being, you know, thought and the energies that are around them, then this would be the place for them. Because there's different paths, and my path has been the one of self-awareness. You know, everyone is different. So the self-awareness to me is how I am able to live in a state of peace. Because without the self-awareness, I judged, or I lived in fear, or I lived in doubt, or I lived in lack. It was only through awareness of all that I am, not just my physical body, but my spirit. When I became aware of all that I was, when I became aware of my multidimensional self, then I started to live as a multidimensional being. And I know you mentioned before that it is not easy. It is challenging to move from being, you know, a physical individual into thinking that, you know, there's other dimensions for you to become conscious of, yes, it is a challenge, but it is so worth it because mm-hmm. The quality of your existence changes.
Absolutely, yes.
And it's not just becoming aware of just the other realms. I'm talking become aware of all of the realms as a whole, not part, wholeness. Spiritual integration is really what we want. Because when I was a medium, I wasn't happy. I was in a state of fear. I didn't understand what was happening, and there were so many, you know, dead people around, and you know, nobody would honor my closed doors. They would follow me wherever I went. They, you know, they harassed me. It was very scary. But if I opened up and I evolved to the other dimensions and became aware of energy and how it's my thoughts that are attracting those very beings to me that aren't honoring me, then I wouldn't have been in a state of fear. So just becoming aware of the astral realm and dead people isn't gonna do it. There's gotta be a lot more than that. You really have to become aware of what you're thinking. And that's why I really focus on teaching people how to move away from their, you know, their bodily senses and start using the chakras as a sensing system. So we have the nine chakras, which I talk about in my book. I think it might also be in some of the other textbooks that we use, but the nine chakras, and that comes up from the root. So we, obviously the root chakra is you sense the physical. But then the sacral chakra is emotions. What is somebody feeling and thinking about themselves and what's going on? So you use your second chakra to feel what the other person's feeling as an empath, not to absorb it and take it on and get sick with it. I just mean feel it, know it, sense it. And then you use your third chakra to find out, okay, what thoughts are coming from them? And thoughts are yellow. They, you know, thoughts are sometimes yellow. They all have different colors. But they move out of the chakra. You can see people when they're having thoughts, the energy kind of moves out of their field. You can see it move across the room. Or you can use your heart chakra to tap up into what's going on at a soul level for them. What's their soul wound? When you use your heart chakra, you find out what the soul wound is. And I know it sounds easy, and I'm talking very quickly here, but it's very important that we start to realize that the physical senses aren't enough anymore. We have these senses that are untapped and unused, and if you don't use them, you're going to be unconscious. And unconsciousness is what breeds lack, poverty, inequality, war, abuse. You know, there are entities out there that are not very loving. You're going to attract them if you're unconscious. Power lies in consciousness. So let's use these chakras to sense what's going on around us. So you move, you know, into the throat chakra, and you start sensing what are the meaning of things. What are the other beings that are around? Use that chakra to sense, okay, well, what else is in my room? Which is good to know sometimes. You don't have to be anal about it, but it's good to know. And then you move up into that third eye chakra, and you sense the celestial beings that are around. There's a lot of angels and archangels and more evolved entities than we are. That are actually right here helping us. And then you move in even beyond that and use the seventh chakra to start sensing that heavenly realm that exists right here, the beings of pure light, or the, you know, the ascended masters or the avatars that are still living. They don't die. Their bodies are still right here. I see them as kind of round, whitish kind of glowing spheres, but everybody sees them differently. So they, you know, move out and about. And then you move up even to the higher chakras. So you use the eighth chakra, which is right above that crown chakra, and you start to sense the fullness and emptiness of the universe. You start to sense all of you. It's a congealing that happens when you start using that chakra. You sense the presence that's available. You sense the God force, let's call it that way. You sense that God force energy, but you also sense the God force is channeling and funneling through you. And then you move even further and use the ninth chakra, which is above the eighth, which is, you know, maybe a couple feet above your head, but really is everywhere. I just place it there in the book because you have to have some kind of location, but it's really everywhere. And this is what I call the Divine Mother of God. That chakra is that spirit, that omnipresent self, that creative principle, the womb. So you move from being created to the creator. You transition. So here we are, we're created, and we're walking around on the planet, and, you know, suffering and having a good time sometimes. And that's okay, because you're created. But what happens when you realize you weren't really created? You are the creator. So you transition from being the created human physical body to the soul that's using the body to exist. So you transition from being human with a personality and a lot of issues to being a soul that's lived an awful long time. And then you transition from even being a soul into being the spirit that created this whole process. The spirit that's in all of those other galaxies. That the spirit that's in all the dimensions. And then you become whole. Because we're already whole. We're just lacking the awareness of the wholeness. We're already whole. We just want to remember. We just want to become aware of it. And that starts off with desire. Are you happy with your status quo? Are you happy with your life? Are you happy with your conditions? If you are, then don't bother listening. But if you're not, take a step towards your soul's growth and evolution. Take a step into the light. Take a step into awareness. Take a step into the soul's journey. Stop thinking about your personality and just your job. Think about the soul. What does your soul want? And then you move from being a personality into being a soul and become immortal. And become the Illuminati. You really deserve to know that you're immortal. If you're not going to fear death, then you are of no use to the entities on this planet that are sucking on fear. Once you move out of feeling fear and you move into knowing that you can never die, knowing that no one can ever really hurt you, then you're no longer a target. You don't have to be worried about anything. Nobody can harm you. Nobody can touch you because you're not going to attract it into your life. You're going to have situations and circumstances that are going to allow you to know certain things about yourself, but it's out of a loving choice, not out of, well, you're thinking fear, so fear is going to come to you. It's out of a desire to know more of yourself. So as I was, you know, speaking earlier about the channeled lessons in the Infinite Wisdom Book 1, it's really about taking care of what you think and what you create. Taking care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you're unconscious. Do you understand? Am I coming across clearly there?
To me, you are. I think that is the fundamental, you know, purpose of it, to bring everyone into awareness of what really creates. Because to me, that is what was lacking in my spiritual journey for many years. You know, we were told certain things, you know, through our religious connections, but these facts were never really mentioned. So again, by educating the masses, that is where they can now choose to move forward. And, you know, for some, they will not care to be educated, or for some, they may not have the energy. But for those who will have the energy, you know, I really would ask that they consciously think about assisting, you know, their brothers and sisters to know a greater truth. Because it's only if we can expand their higher levels of consciousness, can those who are dwelling mostly within the lower levels of consciousness will have an opportunity to be able to lift themselves out of that quagmire of you know, illusionary thoughts and beliefs. So you're absolutely right, yes. Absolutely right.
And I'd like to add that as energy, we affect everyone, and everyone is affects other people. We are all interrelated. This broadcast is not done to promote and market our teachings, which is, you know, probably a good idea. But really, what we're doing is we're transmitting energy. We're streaming energy. As a spirit being who sees that there are other souls on this planet who could just use a little bit of help, I've chosen to stream my consciousness out to other souls so that they can use the energy to make
deserve to know the bliss found in the divine union of your soul with spirit. You do not have to wait until the afterlife to fully experience oneness with God. Through healing the soul of its forgetfulness of who and what it is, you allow it to fulfill its divine right to know the spirit that you are, so that you can be the knowing spirit and enjoy your existence. Please join me, Reverend Sharice Thorne, for Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. For more information, please visit www.knowingspirit.org.
So thanks again for listening to this program, Knowing Spirits or Healing Your Soul, and for taking the time to attend to the soul's needs and to nurture and to cultivate that inner wisdom and the inner teacher that exists within you. If you are interested in a consultation or astrology or energetic healing and balancing, please don't hesitate to call us at 1-773-831-4496. And if you are interested in the school, the correspondence program that we do run, you can just email us at knowingspirit@gmail.com. We have teleconferences all the time for the students, and we also have seminars and retreats and workshops just to assist people in becoming more aware of themselves, enjoying their existence, and really bringing together all aspects of the light that they deserve to experience and they deserve to know. It is a privilege to be able to share this healing with others, and as I was saying before, the broadcast is an energetic healing that we are offering just by sharing energy. It's a sharing of energy. That's all that it is. And we all deserve to experience the bliss of knowing spirit. So there are several souls out there who are doing the same thing, and that is what the point of this podcast is about. So when you do tune in, notice if you're feeling any different or if you're sensing anything different and you would like to embrace more of that, sit down and meditate and think about the type of energy that you want to dwell with and then choose to gravitate towards that. Make yourself a magnet and bring towards your life that healing energy that you deserve to have. And I thank you once again for listening. Again, this is Reverend Sharice Thorne, the founder of the Temple of Knowing Spirit and the co-founder of the New Dawn Ascension School of Enlightenment.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Sharice Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Sharice sending you light and love on your journey home.